You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Kicking us off this week, Monday morning, bright and early, before market open, before any other SENS announcement, was Stadio Holdings. They gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended June 2024. We are very much in results season and reporting season, and we're going to take a look at Stadio in a sec and just look at how the business has performed. The educational space has been quite interesting. We spoke to Curo last week. This week, today, we've got Stadio and Advatech, and we're going to be looking at just the tertiary education space and the private education space. I'm joined on the line by Stadio CEO Chris Foster to take a look at the numbers and try and unpack them. Good evening, Chris. Lovely to speak to you again. Strong set of numbers, very strong first half of the year. Your thoughts and reflections as a team?
Yes, good evening, Jimmy, and thanks again for the opportunity to be on your show. Very busy first 6 months of the year here at Stadio. Very exciting time for us. And very proud to say that we've produced another solid set of results. Looking at our student number growth, double-digit growth again. And what's really exciting is that both our contact learning and distance learning students show nice growth in the period. We're especially excited about the contact learning. The contact learning has been under pressure since the pandemic, and 21, we saw a big decline in our contact learning numbers, 21 and 22. 23, we saw the start of the recovery. And then this year, the 24 academic year, we've seen some nice growth, especially in our new first-year students. For example, our Centurion campus showed first-year student growth of more than 40%. So very exciting.
Chris, sticking with those student numbers for a second, 50,000 students is a standout milestone that you've been able to achieve now. Obviously, that's registrations and a bunch of other things. Take me through that. Take me through the significance of that. I'm sure the team has been working towards that and greater, but 50,000 is quite a momentous number.
Yes, another milestone for us in our short history. We've set the target of 56,000 students in our pre-listing statement when we listed in 2017. And we've seen, as I said, nice growth in both DL and contact learning. And our strategy is very clear. We will also always accommodate 80% of our student population by way of the distance learning mode, and then 20% in the contact learning mode. And we are very confident that we've now very near in establishing the infrastructure to get to numbers way over 56,000 students.
Mm. Chris, let's look at some of the other decisions the business took in the period. I'm looking specifically at the Milpark business. You've now got a bigger slice of the Milpark pie. It looks like non-controlling interest has come down from the 31.5% that it previously was, down to 16%. That's always a good thing. I mean, that shows that the business clearly values that asset and wants to leverage off of as much of it as possible.
Yes, Jimmy. The Milpark business, we're very excited about. I think they are really establishing themselves as one of the leading providers of pure online learning. And it looks like the financial industry, especially, is really enjoying that mode of delivery. So we expect good things for the Milpark business going forward. And they are really setting themselves as a leader in the online space.
Chris, what about the other portfolios or the other assets within the Stadio family? I'm thinking about AFTA, the other business units. Are you kind of happy with the way they're performing at the moment? Are you seeing that recoveries in the education space have been a lot more robust than previously?
Yes. The AFTA business, a pure contact learning business, so for them to really show accelerated growth, they will need more bricks and mortar. We are now more comfortable to look at further possibilities in that regard, looking at more campuses for the AFTA brand due to the overall recovery in the contact learning. And then the real star for this first 6 months was the Stadio Higher Education brand, where we've seen some very good growth in both the contact and distance learning.
Chris, The business is doing quite well. We've touched on the strong first half of the year. You mentioned that there's growth within the business and you're excited to keep this momentum going. But the business has still, as a management team, you've still taken a very interesting decision to not have an interim dividend as part of your dividend policy, whereas some of your other competitors might, and I'm speaking to Advertech in the show as well. I just want to get the rationale from a business perspective. It's a business decision. What's the thinking behind that? And maybe it's a timing thing.
Yes, I think we've made it clear our strategy would be to pay dividends at year end. The main reason for this is the Stadio brand is still a very new brand, a young business, and we really are very much focused on our growth strategy at the moment. And we really want to have our or have capital available if one see big growth opportunities on our radar, as I've announced this morning in our results presentation. We will start with the construction of our new comprehensive Durbanville campus as soon as next month, September. And, you know, that will need quite a significant amount of capital for the construction of that new campus.
Chris, when do you expect that Durbanville campus will be completed, and what do you expect it to add to the group for those listeners that weren't able to catch the results presentation?
Yes, so the plan is to open the Durbanville campus for the January 2026 intake. We're building that campus in phases. Phase one will accommodate approximately 2,000 students, just over 2,000 students. And then after completion of phase two, we will accommodate over 5,000 students in that campus.
Certainly a lot to look forward to. The business is doing exceptionally well at the stage, and the management team has decided to focus on growth. The shareholders will be rewarded in days to come. It's not to say they've forgotten about you. It's just a matter of having a bit more patience. I think we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Chris, for the time and for the insights. Chris Forster, CEO at Stadio, on their first 6 months' performance as well as what they're gearing up for.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.